For smaller nonprofits and businesses working on the front lines with women fighting breast cancer.
Classy Sisters Wigs, this is Nikki.
The fight gets personal.
You want to talk her out of shaving her head.
Nikki Zuba is a consultant at Classy Sisters Wig in North Phoenix, and on the receiving end where the breast cancer journey often begins.
It's best to have what's called a scissor over comb cut.
Her clients are mostly women who last month had a full head of hair and next month watch it slip through their hands.
They come in from all different places, from chemo labs, armed with their pathology report and the book that Holly puts out.
She means Holly Rose, the founder of Don't Be a Chump, Check for a Lump, helping women get the facts.
Less than 10% is hereditary. 90% of all women who get breast cancer have no family history. You can tell this to the CEO, the attorney, the teacher, the home mom, and they are all shocked. The majority of women have no idea.
The mother of two young girls had advocated for the Pink Ribbon campaign.
I had purchased all the pink merchandise, done the walks, high-fiving survivors, but I didn't do a self-exam. I had just turned 39 years old, and a friend posted on my Facebook page a Feel Your Boobies post, encouraging women, do your self-exams, do your mammograms. This time the message stuck. I did a self-exam, discovered a lump that turned out to be cancer.
She braced herself for what was next.
And thought, it'll be okay. I can rock that bald look.
Until that day in the shower.
And handful after handful starts coming out. And I got out of the shower and I tried to brush it and comb it. And more handfuls kept coming out.
She shaved off the remaining hair.
And I went into the closet and cried for a really long time.
Before her children came home, Rose pulled on her wig, realizing it was not out of vanity, but preservation.
My youngest one said,
too frightened to hug her mother without the hair.
It's not that she stopped loving me. I didn't look like mommy anymore. I looked like the face of cancer to her.
At $250, the wig was a small but necessary investment. The emotional and financial toll was adding up.
When I walked in for my first surgery, I had 2 days' notice to come up with essentially $5,000 for my deductible.
It became clear many women on the same path don't have insurance for surgery or even the $250 for simply a wig.
Probably about 50% of people can't afford to buy a wig.
Women going without a wig simply due to lack of funds, that's when we started our wig out program.
Her first fundraiser raised several hundred dollars to help other women buy wigs.
Year one was 12 wigs, year two, 52 wigs, last year, 220 wigs, and right now we're assisting one, if not more than one wig a day.
Including Anna Ruzanowski, who at 33 just lost her hair and looked to the Don't Be a Chump, Check for a Lump program for help.
I've just finished 8 weeks of treatment.
She picked out a long chestnut brown wig and stopped by the Check for a Lump headquarters to personally thank Rose.
I knew that this week would be my last week and it might be my hardest.
She too learned about her breast cancer by chance.
I really didn't ever really give myself self-examinations, nor did I look in the mirror enough to notice signs of breast cancer.
Once I went through treatment, I realized no one else is doing self-exams either, and they don't even know what to look for. There's a big message missing from the whole Pink Ribbon campaign.
Instead of worrying about Komen leaving, Rose says it's a chance to rally grassroots efforts statewide.
Let's raise that pink ribbon, not just put on our pink tutus and tiaras and take selfies. Let's empower women.
There are dozens of local businesses and organizations dedicated to women's breast health, including 10 medical centers and a mobile unit offering mammographies.
Don't be a chump. Step up to prevention. Step up to early detection.
Holiday Moore, KJZZ News, Phoenix.